Chapter 30. These are the collected sayings of the prophet Agur, Jakeh's son. The amazing revelation he imparted to Ithiel and Ukal. God, I'm so weary and worn out. I feel more like a beast than a man. I was made in your image, but I lack understanding. I've yet to learn the wisdom that comes from the full and intimate knowledge of you, the Holy One. Who is it that travels back and forth from the heavenly realm to the earth? Who controls the wind as it blows and holds it in his fist? Who tucks the rain into the cloak of his clouds? Who stretches out the skyline from one vista to the other? What is his name? And what is the name of his son? Who can tell me? Every promise from the faithful God is pure and proves to be true. He is a wraparound shield of protection for all his lovers who run to hide in him. Never add to his words, or he will have to rebuke you and prove that you're a liar. God, there are two things I'm asking you for before I die. Only two. Empty out of my heart everything that is false, every lie and every crooked thing. And give me neither undue poverty nor undue wealth, but rather feed my soul with the measure of prosperity that pleases you. May my satisfaction be found in you. Don't let me be so rich that I don't need you, or so poor that I have to resort to dishonesty just to make ends meet. Then my life will never detract from bringing glory to your name. Never defame a servant before his master, for you will be the guilty one, and a curse will come upon you. There is a generation rising that curses their fathers and speaks evil of their mothers. There is a generation rising that considers themselves to be pure in their own eyes, yet they are morally filthy, unwashed, and unclean. There is a generation rising that is so filled with pride, they think they are superior and look down on others. There is a generation rising that uses their words like swords to cut and slash those who are different. They would devour the poor, the needy, and the afflicted from off the face of the earth. There are three words to describe the greedy: give me more. There are some things that are never satisfied. Forever craving more, they're unable to say, that's enough. Here are four: the grave, yawning for another victim. The barren womb, ever wanting a child. Thirsty soil, ever longing for rain. And a raging fire, devouring its fuel. They're all insatiable. The eye that mocks his father and dishonors his elderly mother deserves to be plucked out by the ravens of the valley and fed to the young vultures. There are four marvelous mysteries that are too amazing to unravel. Who could fully explain them? The way an eagle flies in the sky, the way a snake glides on a boulder, the path of a ship as it passes through the sea, and the way a bridegroom falls in love with his bride. Here is the deceptive way of the adulterous woman. She takes what she wants and then says, I've done nothing wrong. There are four intolerable events that are simply unbearable to observe. When an unfaithful servant becomes a ruler, when a scoundrel comes into great wealth, when an unfaithful woman marries a good man, and when a mistress replaces a faithful wife. The earth has four creatures that are very small but very wise. The feeble ant has little strength, yet look how it diligently gathers its food in the summer to last throughout the winter. The delicate rock badger isn't all that strong, yet look how he makes a secure home nestled in the rocks. The locusts have no king to lead them, yet they cooperate as they move forward by bands. And the small lizard is easy to catch as it clings to the wall with his hands, yet it can be found inside a king's palace. There are four stately monarchs who are impressive to watch as they go forth. The lion, the king of the jungle, who is afraid of no one. The rooster strutting boldly among the hens. The male goat out in front leading the herd. And a king leading his regal procession. if you've acted foolishly by drawing attention to yourself, or if you've thought about saying something stupid, you'd better shut your mouth. For such stupidity may give you a bloody nose. Stirring up an argument only leads to an angry confrontation. Chapter 31. King Lemuel's Royal Words of Wisdom. These are the inspired words my mother taught me. Listen, my dear son, son of my womb. You are the answer to my prayers, my son. So keep yourself sexually pure from the promiscuous, wayward woman. Don't waste the strength of your anointing on those who ruin kings. You'll live to regret it. For you are a king, Lemuel, and it's never fitting for a king to be drunk on wine, or for rulers to crave alcohol. For when they drink, they forget justice and ignore the rights of those in need, those who depend on you for leadership. Strong drink is given to the terminally ill, who are suffering at the brink of death. Wine is for those in depression, in order to drown their sorrows. Let them drink and forget their poverty and misery. But you are to be a king who speaks up on behalf of the disenfranchised and pleads for the legal rights of the defenseless and those who are dying. Be a righteous king, judging on behalf of the poor and interceding for those most in need. Who could ever find a wife like this one? She is a woman of strength and mighty valor. She is full of wealth and wisdom. The price paid for her was greater than many jewels. Her husband has entrusted his heart to her, for she brings him the rich spoils of victory. All throughout her life, she brings him what is good and not evil. She searches out continually to possess that which is pure and righteous. She delights in the work of her hands. She gives out revelation truth to feed others. She is like a trading ship bringing divine supplies from the merchant. Even in the night season, she arises and sets food on the table for the hungry ones in her house and for others. She sets her heart upon a nation and takes it as her own, carrying it within her. She labors there to plant the living vines. She wraps herself in strength, might, and power in all her works. She tastes and experiences a better substance, and her shining light will not be extinguished, no matter how dark the night. She stretches out her hands to help the needy, and she lays hold of the wheels of government. She is known by her extravagant generosity to the poor, for she always reaches out her hands to those in need. She is not afraid of tribulation, for all her household is covered in the dual garments of righteousness and grace. Her clothing is beautifully knit together, a purple gown of exquisite linen. Her husband is famous and admired by all, sitting as the venerable judge of his people. Even her works of righteousness she does for the benefit of her enemies. Bold power and glorious majesty are wrapped around her, as she laughs with joy over the latter days. Her teachings are filled with wisdom and kindness, as loving instruction pours from her lips. She watches over the ways of her household and meets every need they have. Her sons and daughters arise in one accord to extol her virtues, and her husband arises to speak of her in glowing terms. There are many valiant and noble ones, but you have ascended above them all. Charm can be misleading, and beauty is vain and so quickly fades. But this virtuous woman lives in the wonder, awe, and fear of the Lord. She will be praised throughout eternity. So go ahead and give her the credit that is due, for she has become a radiant woman, and all her loving works of righteousness deserve to be admired at the gateways of every city.